Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the quarantine cabin on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We're here every single day with your Fried by Noon episodes. That's right. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're here every single weekday to get you through the quarantine blues. And it's all for the low, low price of tell a friend. Tell a friend, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. We'll take them. Tell a friend. That's all you gotta do is tell a friend. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be some dude you fucked last week, but you don't like him that much, but you just want him to know some dating advice. Hey, let people know. Keep telling people. Spread the word. And YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, I want you to tickle the keys for me. That's what tickle the keys brings me to my knees, because it's like feathering my nuts every time you touch the keys. Ooh, it feels good. We want traffic. We want using. We want, what do they call it? Engagement. I propose to you, the listener, engage with me. Be my fiance now. We're going to do emails. We're going to take your emails. You can send in your email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let me say it again for the people who keep asking me on DMs. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send the emails. We're going to do the emails. We're going to do the coronavirus rant of the day. We're going to do some charcuterie chat. We're going to do luxury lounge. And then it's your quick hit questions. You ready? How can I stop comparing my single self to everyone else getting married young? Jared, I've been listening to your podcast every single week for the last year and every day during quarantine. Totes preach. Oh, we got a big announcement. I'm going to be doing a virtual happy hour Thursday night. $10. We only have a few spots, limited people are let in, special guests. I'm going to be putting out a drink you can make that we're all going to have the same drink, so a special cocktail. I'll be taking questions from the audience, so look for the link. It's in my bio, or it's on my stories. It's somewhere. I'm sure I put it up somewhere. So it's a virtual happy hour. We're going to do an hour. We'll hang out. I'll bring on some guests. We'll answer some emails, so Go. Get your tickets. $10. $10. Thanks for the thorough entertainment throughout this weird time. My question is simple, and I'll keep this short. I'm single, 25, and I live in the South. People I grew up with are getting engaged, married, and having babies left and right. And I can't help but feel a bit behind. I got out of a relationship 5 months ago and have been back in the dating game for a short while. I have fun talking to new people and even during quarantine, but I also want to meet the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Do you know, do you have any advice for me to help me feel less shitty during the time of not being able to meet someone in person? I feel like I'm losing precious time. Dramatic, I know, but I can't help but feel this way. I know a handful of people I know getting married young will be divorced within 5 years, but I still feel envious of them. Help, I'm going mad and turning green with envy. Well, I think it's about being aware of what you're envious about. To me, your email sounds like you're envious of all the things, the engagement, the attention, the Instagram posts, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a very human thing to be jealous of. All I know is that all of their experiences are not your experience. You'll be happier for having the experience that you had. You don't want to marry any of these dudes. You want to find the person you spend the rest of your life with. But I also want to meet the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. That's not going to be easy. You think that's going to be an easy task to find the person? Also, women do this thing. I don't want to waste my time. I'm falling behind. I understand the clock. I understand the baby clock. I get that. I do get that. But let's all live in like waste your time. Like you want to find the best for you. And let's say you get to the point where you're, you know, let's say, you know, in this scenario in your mind, you get to the point where you can't have kids and you'll adopt. There's options at that point. There's always options for the people that are doing things the right way. And I think when you rush into things, you are going to take away options from yourself. You'll take away the option of a happy life. That's what you want. You don't just want the things with some. Imagine getting married to someone that you're not really that sure about. Imagine that. Imagine getting all the pictures and all the being the head bitch in charge of the wedding, being the, and it's like, that is what I would imagine. Imagine doing that with the, to me, I have more of a fear of marrying the wrong person than I have of marrying someone, or not getting married at all. And I think that's kind of what you have to start thinking about. Like, you don't want just anybody to go through those things with. And that takes time. You have to have taste because someone's going to want that from you. Someone's going to look at you and go, I want to do all that stuff. And you might look at them and go, you? I don't want to. But you're not the one. And that's actually healthy because that means you have taste. That means you have an idea of what you're looking for. Also, 25, you're going to be A-okay. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Catfish ready to come clean. Papa J, COVID King, Sultan of Swipes. That's right. That's me. Papa JT, the Climax King, the King of Brunch, the Sultan of Swipes, the Wizard of Ha. I write into you as a longtime listener from the TFM days. I have been putting off sending this email for months, but being trapped in the house and drinking a decent amount of alcohol tonight has finally got me. So here we go. I have been catfishing a girl you can only describe as a true Jewish American princess for over a year. Ooh, man. Okay. A girl. At first glance, she's the kind of girl that grows up in the suburbs of Connecticut, moved to NYC, and gets a PR job and making negative $20,000 a year while her dad funds her life. But there's so much more to her. She's hilarious, has a passion, and a real talent for cooking and taking live videos to teach others to cook, loves Entourage, and of course is beautiful and Jewish. Seems to matter to this person. On the other hand, I am gangly, lanky fuck. I'm boring, your typical nerd. I'm also Catholic. I don't deserve this girl. Well, I think you're making that assumption for them. You've made a lot of assumptions in this email. And I was scared to talk to her, which is why I created an Instagram for James, my alter ego, frat star, athletic, suave, finance bro. Everything I am not. Jared, I'm a cashier at Walgreens. This is bad. It's now been a year and a half, and I'm in love with this girl. We talk all day and night over Instagram DM. We talk about the dates I would take her on if I was ever in her state and have shared deeply personal secrets. Ever since, well, you haven't shared one very personal secret. Ever since the quarantine, we have started calling each other babe, and flirting has gotten more and more intense. We are talking 24/7. I'm at a point where I don't know how to tell her who I really am or how to stop catfishing. Please, my prophet, help a brother out. So, dude, you've made a mistake. Let's all agree. You've made a mistake. And the mistake grows the longer you... this is a year and a half, you said. My advice is going to be easy to give, hard to take. You got to tell her. You got to let her know that you... the problem with this is that you're down a road that you've made all of this true. And what I mean by that is you said, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this girl. Well, now you've made it so she can't get to know you. She can't get to know the real you. So you don't even get to have the scariest part of all of this and is one that you're being not truthful with someone and that's scary in itself. Two, for you personally, you'll never really know if she would have been into you or not. You've made all these assumptions for her about her taste and who she's looking for and the type of guy she's looking for. And because of that, you've created another person that you think is her type and it's worked, and now you don't trust her enough to even look at you with the, you know, I hope this is making sense. I just think like you're in an unwinnable position because right now you're probably in it for a year and a half because you're like, well, how do I get out of this but still keep the girl? And you're probably finding out that that's not the case. I think you're not going to end up with this person. You're going to, this isn't the rom-com. This isn't the movie. In the movie, you might go to jail. I don't know. I don't think you go to jail for this, but this is a bad, you've made a mistake. And I think you made a mistake based on your own confidence level, which is low. So if I'm you, I go to her and I go, and you go, listen, I got to let you know. I'm not the person I presented myself to be. This has been, I've really enjoyed getting to know you, but I never thought you would like the real person I am. And then you need to give her your real Instagram, your real account. Let her go and search you out and look at you on her own. And but I don't, you might have to walk away from this because I think also when you lie to someone for this long, you've done that, you know, you actually make it so they start doubting their own reality. How could they, because if they've trusted you to tell you certain things, and now how will they trust someone in the future? They'll always think they're being catfished and all this stuff. And yeah, we all make mistakes. You made a mistake and she made a mistake by letting you into her life a little bit. But I think every day this will get harder. So my advice to you is to do it today because tomorrow you'll have another reason and another reason and another reason. You need to say to her, listen, I am not the person. And here's who I really am. I only did this because I didn't trust you to look to look at me as a partner. That's obviously, but that's my fault. That's my confidence. That's something I need to work with a professional probably. And then you kind of walk away from it. This has to be, and you say, hey, listen, I'm going to back away to try and work on myself. And I don't think you have to, because this isn't her fault. And I did say that, like, she made some mistakes as far as, like, trusting people online. But, like, this isn't her fault that this happened. It could happen to any of us. None of us are she's not dumb. So I think that's the big thing you have to try to not do is to make this her fault at all because that's a slippery slope. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored people. This podcast, that's what keeps us going, is the sponsorship. So what I need you guys to do, I want you all to go. What I do is basically I tell you to tell a friend. That's a way to pay for the podcast. But I want you guys to support the sponsors because they support my show. And what we do is we find you free money. If there's money that these people can help you in your life with, use it. Brook Linen. These days, comfort is king. Shop the huge site-wide sale at brooklinen.com on Wednesday, April 29th. And if you can't wait for that, get 10% off your first order right now when you go to brooklinen.com. Use code JTRAIN. Scentbird. Get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance at scentbird.com/JTRAIN. Noom. Small steps lead to big progress. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/JTrain and start losing weight for good. Quip. Now's the time to make good habits. Start brushing your teeth with Quip. Go to getquip.com/JTrain to get your first refill free. ZipRecruiter. Get hired. If you're looking for a job, go to ziprecruiter.com/worktogether. All of those links are in the description for the episode. If there's something there that can help you, then help you help me. Well, let's all touch each other's nuts. Need a man's perspective. Jared, big fan of the pod. Thanks for the laughs and entertainment during this time. Appreciate you do. Help me figure out what this dude is thinking. Started seeing a guy right before quarantine started. Probably went on 6 to 7 dates. Really enjoyed my time when I was with him, but when we weren't together, I felt like he was very unresponsive on text and wasn't initiating enough. I get that this is a weird time, but his lack of excitement just made me feel like he only wanted to see me when he was bored and lonely. You always say own your standard, so I did, and I broke it off because it just wasn't making me feel great, and I didn't want to feel like I was forcing it. I texted him, attached. He said he needed a night to think about it. If you need to think about it that hard about whether you like someone you don't, He called me the next day. I expressed how I was feeling, that I didn't see a point of continuing to hang out with if someone wasn't excited about it, and then I just went want a different dynamic. A week later, he texted me to check in and see how I was doing. I responded but didn't open a conversation. 2 weeks after that, he follows up and asks to go on a walk. Was my message not heard? So her message was... was my message not heard? So I replied that I wasn't really interested in being friends and I don't think we should take a walk. He followed up with a call saying he wanted to talk and hope we could meet. I agreed. We met, hung out for a while, and finally had to bring up this conversation because he didn't. I reiterated how I was feeling and the type of interaction I'm looking for and what I'm not. He apologized for the lack of engagement. I know I'm a bad texter, but that's no excuse, and it's not. And that he is interested and would like to get to know me better. But then he said, I don't know what I want, and I'm still getting to know you. I still don't know if there's a future here. I don't either. That's why people date, and I never expressed that I am asking for any commitment, just to be treated better. So my question is, did he come back because he heard me and is genuinely interested and missed me, or is he bored and lonely and just disregarded my comments? Also, if it makes any difference, I'm 31, he's 36. I think that this guy, you wrote this perfectly in the beginning. You said, I didn't want to feel like I was forcing it. It's funny that we put these things on these people. We're like, well, I'm forcing them. I'm forcing this, and make it individual. But this is your taste. You literally said this. The lack of excitement just made me feel like he only wanted to see me when he was bored and lonely. You want someone who's excited to text you, who's excited to talk to you. You weren't feeling him. You weren't feeling it. This is your taste. It's okay to be like, hey, we tried. You're just not my type. This isn't the match. This isn't the feeling I should have while dating someone that I like. And this works into the pie chart of whether you like him or not. You don't like how he treats you between the dates and how he doesn't feel like he's an interested partner. And it's the reason he comes back is because nobody wants to, like, he came back and he said everything except, I will change and be more. I'm actually really excited about this. And you say the most important part of this email is that he said he needed a night to think about it. What he needed a night to think about is, do I want to change my responsibility level for this person? Do I want to spend more time on this person? And he decided not to. He decided to take the route of going, well, you know, I'm just a bad texter and let's just talk. All these people that come to you and try to talk to you, I got to talk to you in person because they think they can like charm you into thinking that this is a better thing than it was. This is just not the match. You tried it. You gave it a shot. And now he comes back because he's lonely and he's thinking, oh man, did I miss out on the one? Is this the one that I should have been looking at better? It's not going to be it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Quarantine ghost story. Okay, so I want to know if this is happening to other women during quarantine. This guy on Instagram reached out to me and requested to follow me a few weeks ago. I accepted him and we started talking. He seemed really interested and was fun to talk to, not to mention pretty cute. Maybe this is the girl that got the catfished. We talked on the phone once and did some sexting too. He told me I was gorgeous, blah, blah, blah. Then out of nowhere, he stopped talking to me. Is this happening to other people? I swear I didn't do anything wrong. I was just honest about my intentions and not wanting a fuck buddy when quarantine ends. But I don't think that's a reason for someone to ghost me. I also had this other guy that I matched with on Hinge unfollow me for no reason. Help. That is a reason to ghost you. I think you're complete. I told him I was honest about my intentions and not wanting a fuck buddy when quarantine ends, but I don't think that's the reason for someone to ghost me. Then what is the reason to ghost you? The reason to ghost you is to not have to date you and not tell you that, hey, you're great, I'm great, I want someone to be a fuck buddy with after this is done. That's the thing. I understand where she's coming from. Like, if someone finds you on Instagram, if that's that easy for them, they've made no effort. Just looking at your page and then messaging you is zero effort. Texting you, zero effort. Calling you, zero effort. That's the problem with a lot of these quarantine get-togethers, is that right now you're getting a lot of fake effort. You're saying, well, then we sexted, and then I let him know I need to be taken out when this is all over. He was like, oh, shit. Oh, I got what I wanted. I'll just DM someone else and see if I can make that happen. So, yes, this is happening to people. Should you be shocked? I think there's this thing. I don't think you should do this. I don't think you go sexting with a guy that met you through Instagram DMs and then go, well, I'm not going to be someone's fuck buddy. Well, why don't you go through the experience with them and see what's happening? You just were someone's fuck buddy. And I'm not saying that's wrong or right. I'm just saying be aware to, you know, there's this thing of saying who you are instead of being who you are. And it's like, if someone DMs me out of nowhere, I would have a lot of questions. Where are you from? What do you do? How'd you find me? And then I would say to them, all right, well, listen, here's my number. When this thing breaks out, let's go get the drinks. And then they'll either back away and text you when this thing's over, or they'll show you what they're all about, and they'll be like, well, why don't we just keep texting here? Why don't we keep DMing here? And you're like, well, that is like not a bad idea. But then you're like, well, I just asked for this other thing. You have to listen to what people listen to. You asked, if you had said to this person, hey, great to meet you too. I think you're cute. This has been fun to DM. But, you know, I'm not really looking to talk to people I don't really know that well. Here's my number. Shoot me a text when this is done and let me know if you want to do drinks. And then they either listen to that or they don't. And when they don't listen to it, they did that on purpose. Nothing is a mistake. Stop living in this world where like, oh, I did nothing wrong. No. He found you on Instagram. He messaged you. He was good enough to sex with you. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, I guess that same person can figure out how to take you on a date. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. No response after a 24-hour time limit on Bumble. Sign they're not interested. Jared, I've been thoroughly enjoying your Freed by Noon episodes as they've become a part of my daily routine. I'm always sharing with family and friends. I ran across a guy on Instagram that looked familiar. I realized that I've seen him before on Bumble. Quick backstory. We matched about 6 months ago, but he didn't reply back to my Bumble message before the 24-hour time limit, so we never had a chance to talk. Anyways, he looked even more attractive on his Instagram, so I ended up following him, and he followed me back. He watched some of my stories for a couple days and then stopped. I saw him again on Bumble a couple days later. We ended up matching, and I messaged him. The 24-hour limit ran up again, and he never replied. A few days later, I ended up deciding to message him on Instagram. Screenshots attached. I felt like the conversation wasn't really going anywhere. I would assume he found me attractive if we matched on Bumble before and followed me back on Instagram. My question is, if a guy doesn't reply to your Bumble messages within 24 hours, does it mean they're uninterested, or just have they have their notifications off? Was seeing me on Instagram page enough for him all of a sudden to not be interested? Would appreciate your expertise and guy's perspective on this so much. Okay, so here's her messages on Instagram. Let's read these for the audience. Hey, totally aware how weird it is so to follow someone from seeing them on Bumble, but I think you're way too good looking to not try to get to know you. I like that opener. You have to call out the creepy. She did it. Totally aware how weird it is. And then let it be known. Here's why I'm here. I'm here to fucking try and see you naked. Hey. I appreciate that. How are you? Okay. She writes, haha, sorry if that was too forward. Doing well, just trying to get a lot done before the weekend. How are you doing? He writes, no, that wasn't forward. I'm doing all right. Up and down it feels like kind of like a roller coaster. But I know everything will get better. She writes, definitely feel you on that. I've been trying to focus on the positive. I've been enjoying staying home, to be honest. Haha. I get so much done. He writes, I know, same. And I'm using this as an opportunity to reflect and refocus. As crazy as it is out there, it's definitely good to shake things up. Definitely puts out everything in perspective. She writes, oh, for sure. I've been thinking the same. I was actually in bed sick for a little over 2 weeks about a month ago, and it definitely changed my mindset. Being able to just walk around is a huge blessing. He writes, 100%. People are losing their minds. It is what it is, right? Every good dating conversation has an is what it is in it. She writes, totally, it is what it is. Double, it is what it is. I really like your workout content. Crushing the IGTV game. He writes, thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, so that's the end of the conversation. Here's the sad reality of the dating apps. Some people are there just to get the little splash of dopamine that comes with a match. Same with Instagram. Some people will follow you back and let you and watch your stories to the end of time just with the little knowledge that they know you're attracted to them. That feels good. It feels good to watch someone live a life where you know they could hypothetically want to fuck you. And that's it. And I know what she's asking. She's like, if a guy doesn't reply, you know, she wants yes or no. This guy wants to live in the vague, I know she wants to fuck me land. That's where he wants to live. So he'll let her, you know, message him. He'll let her, you know, follow him. And he'll be nice enough. But he'll never make the effort. So listen, I can't tell you if his notifications are off, but I live by the rules of the game I am playing. So if Bumble gives you 24 hours and this person doesn't get back to you, that's them saying, you're hot, but I want to talk to other people. And it could be that he has a girlfriend. It could be that he's seeing someone or he's in that in-between where he's going from dating and on the app still to a girlfriend relationship situation. That we don't know. All we know are the rules of the app. You get 24 hours, get to me or don't. And he didn't. So live in that. And that's okay. Now, if I'm you, you need to leave this now. You've tried. You made an attempt. If I'm you, and I actually applaud you for reaching out on Instagram and doing it what you did, because I think that's perfectly fine, but it's not perfectly fine to let this go for like years and years and years. So all you do now is you say, hey, it was great talking to you. Would love to get a drink when this is all out. Here's my number. I would drop my number, unfollow, out of there. Now you don't have to watch his stories every day, and you don't have to imagine him and you at your engagement party giving the speech being like, I chased him onto Instagram. And you know, you've told that cute story to yourself. I know. And that's okay. But you need to get away from that world. You've lived in the rom-com version and long enough. Time to waltz away. Catherine Heigl, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. This is the Freed by Noon episode. Your Monday, we are here with you. Let's do some ranting, and then we'll get to your quick hit questions. We'll do a coronavirus rant and a charcuterie chat. Let's do the coronavirus rant of the day. Hit the music, Shelby! Today's coronavirus rant is about people baking on Instagram. Listen, I think it's great that you're baking. I think it's nice. Bake a banana bread. Make your whipped coffee. This is great. Good for you. All of us need to pass the time. What bothers me is that people put up these baking posts, the banana bread and their whipped coffee, as if they've had this hidden talent their whole lives. You're not Betty Crocker. You do PR. You're not fucking Martha Stewart. You work at an advertising firm. You're doing this because you have the time. Because you Googled whipped coffee. Because you Googled banana bread. Don't act. When you put these on the online, you don't do the, oh, I just whipped up a little banana bread. You know my banana bread recipe. It's not your banana bread recipe. It's Google.com's banana bread recipe. It's Google.com's whipped coffee. You didn't even know coffee could be whipped until this app, until a week ago. You didn't even know that what you're making. You didn't even know how to measure a cup of sugar. So don't put these things up as if this is just, me? Oh, I know. I know I work in finance, but I've had this baking talent that I've just been doing behind closed doors. So I didn't want the world to know. I didn't want to get everyone to be asking me for cookies and banana bread recipes. No. You're doing this because you Googled it. You're not fucking Martha Stewart. You're not fucking, Hampton's bitch. You're not. Okay? So start. When you post these things, go, I gave it a shot. That's what you should say. Not, here's my baked banana bread. Here's how. And if you're going to make the healthy version, get the fuck out of our faces. None of us are trying to be healthy right now, okay? All of us are stuck inside. I'm not having a banana bread to get abs. So if you're making healthy versions of these things, oh, I use skim milk in my whipped coffee. Get it the fuck out. Nobody's having whipped coffee. Nobody went on the whipped coffee and banana bread diet to get abs. That's today's coronavirus rant of the day. You can send in your coronavirus rant to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do charcuterie chat. Hit the music, Shelby. Today's charcuterie chat is about inedible objects on the board. I get sent these charcuterie boards, and for whatever fucking reason, there'll be like a pumpkin, and there'll be like a pine cone, and it's like, did you go outside and pick a pine cone off the ground and put it like where food is? Or did you go to a store and pick up a bag of pine cones? Where are you getting the pumpkins? Out of season, out of Halloween season. Every time I see these, I swear to God, I am going to go to a party and I'm going to pick up the pumpkin and I'm going to start eating it. And then have them go, what are you doing with the pumpkin? I'll go, well, it was on the board next to the meats and cheeses. Why wouldn't I think this was edible? What are you trying to say to me? Because you know why they put it on the board? They want to put the pine cone on the board because they want to let you know that they're woodsy and that they're artistic and that they it's not for you. That pine cone could have been a piece of salami. It could have been cheese. It could have been a fun honey. It could have been a spicy honey. It could have been a fig. No, no, no. It had to be a pine cone. It had to be a pumpkin. So that some bitch on Instagram could be like, oh my God, look at you, went fall theme. Fuck off. That's today's charcuterie chat. You can send in your charcuterie chat to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do the quick hit questions. Are you guys ready? Hit the music, Shelby. Virtual wine tasting, yay or nay? Yay! I did a virtual wine tasting last weekend. It was a blast. You learn something new. You can make fun of the person doing it while they're doing it in the chat. It's a great time. All of you should find a way to do it. It was great. Boxers or briefs? I am a briefs guy. I can't understand that people even wear boxers past the age of 13. Like, I don't know how you're dealing with the movement of, it's like having a suitcase that's too big for the stuff inside. Would you ever have Kelly Ben Simone on your podcast? Yeah, I would have her on. I don't know what the conversation would be like. She'd be going, I'm a mother, and as a mother, and you can't take down my, and the press is mean to my kids, and as a mother, that would be the whole conversation. What to do about Rumi, who ignores me when I tell her to stop dating till this is over? Nobody wants advice that is not asked for. So if your roommate is dating right now and it's not working out for them, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. People lose weight when the pants don't fit. And nobody loses weight when someone goes, you should lose some weight. It's just not a good way to take in the information. Why would, and if they ask you for dating advice, you go, we've dealt with this. I told you not, you should be out, you're off the apps. Why would you, would a guy FaceTime date two times then ghost? Why would you go on two dates and regular dates and ghost? It wasn't the match for them. And for you, if I'm you, I wouldn't want to date someone who doesn't answer me after going on two FaceTime dates. So they're not the match for you either. What's your opinion on how many red flags make a deal breaker? I don't really... I was never in the camp of, like, keeping score in a relationship or writing down, like, oh, that's six red flags, that's a deal breaker. I think people create those because they don't trust their own intuition and they're afraid of being vulnerable to someone and getting hurt. I left jewelry at this guy's place. Can I ask for it back or let it go? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Your jewelry was fake. Let it go. It cost $9.95 at Kohl's. Let it go. Because the guy will always think that you're doing that to get back with him. His ego's too big to think it's just about jewelry. Can we get an episode with Jess? We'll see. Best way to tell a guy I'm interested in going on a date with him. Hey, would love to do drinks sometimes. Let me know if you're ever ready. And then no more texting unless it's about the drinks. That is your line in the sand. Because then if he ignores that, then he's told you the answer. The ignoring it is no. Biggest change in your life from last year this time to now. I was doing stand-up every single night and traveling every weekend to do stand-up. So once this is over, I'll be back to doing that. Should we buy a house together before marriage or engagement? I don't think so. I think you got to wait. The engagement should be happening or... like a badly held secret before financial decisions. You have to have all that. It's tough to be romantic with financial decisions. You ever see that episode of The Office where Jim like buys his parents' house and is like, surprise, I bought us a house. And then they like never got in a fight about that. Like that was the least realistic moment. If I was Pam, I'd be like, what the fuck? You just go buying houses without telling me? So like these and that's the unromantic reality that none of us really want to like deal with. X hits me up wanting to be friends. Turns out he recently got engaged. What gives? To me, the only reason to do that is to keep an eye on you, because for the rest of time, he can look at you on Instagram and know he's fucked you before. And that kind of feels, you know, that's kind of an ego boost. That's kind of a little bit of a vacation from his regular life, is to look at yours. I know that's icky to hear, but it's just true. Why do men spend so long on the toilet? Ooh. Is this my girlfriend writing this? How to get boyfriend to communicate better? You have to start asking better questions. That's like, you know, sometimes like the interviewer will blame, oh, he was a bad guest. Well, maybe you asked the wrong questions, the right questions, and sometimes when you say, you know, you want to be a better communicator. Sometimes the person asking that question is, you know, I can't speak for him. I don't know him. I know this sounds like I'm blaming you, but the only thing you can fix is you. So, hey, more open-ended questions. How do you feel questions? What does this make you feel? I'd be less afraid of hearing the answers that you don't want to hear, because a lot of times that's why it's not getting communicated. Is Jay Cutler like actually dating a guy now? I mean, I don't know. I don't know his life. Advice for dealing with a situationship that began before quarantine. I would text. Text when you have something to say. Let them know that, you know, you're thinking of them. Be a little vulnerable. I think that'll help you out. How do you bring up sexting nudes with someone you've started talking to during the quarantine? Hey, I would say... I was thinking of you earlier. Let me see what you're wearing right now. That's right. He's seeing another girl, but FaceTime's text snaps me. She's physically with him. I'm not. Why? Because you're allowing it. You should stop. You know the answer to all of this. He's doing it with you because he can. And I would stop allowing it. Hookup doesn't sleep over. I used to hate sleeping at girls' places, so it's hard for... I used to hate it, but I knew when I had to do it. So if you called them a hookup, they don't really have to unless it's becoming a more serious thing. And if they're still a hookup and they won't sleep over, that probably means they're not comfortable enough in this match to sleep over. When do you know if a guy is out of his fuck-around phase and ready for commitment? I don't really buy that whole, like, oh, he's in his fuck-around phase. The guys aren't like that. And I know they say they're like that to get out of relationships that they don't want to be in. But the reality is you need to stop worrying about his phases and you need to let him know what your standard is. Hey, you know, because it sounds like you're dealing with one specific guy that it's like, oh, he's in a fuck around phase. Well, you're not. Your phase is the only phase that fucking matters. Thoughts on dating someone who is a gamer? Is if it makes money or if it likes to, or if they enjoy doing it, that's what they enjoy doing. 2 years of keeping in touch via story watching and hang out every 4 months. Could he want more? I don't know, but I would say you need to be more honest about what you want. So I would say to the guy, hey, I'm looking to hang when this is over. Let me know. And then see if they make a date or not. And if they don't, you can block from stories, unsubscribe from them. That seems, you can always follow someone back. People think that like, oh, if I unsubscribe, if I unfollow, ooh, I'm like this big bitch. No. You're just saying, here's what I want. I want this to be more, I don't really like enjoy this story watching, you know, will they, won't they story. I'm kind of beyond that. So if you want to do something more serious, I'm down for that. You think it's more personal than it is. If you want something more serious, I'm down for that. But I'm going to unfollow right now because I feel like we're just caught up in this big thing. Make it unpersonal. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here every day. We'll be back tomorrow. Boom.